Minister Steve Clark of Municipal Affairs and Housing has pledged, over $28 million, to help municipalities streamline processes to unlock and fast-track new homes, through the ministry's Municipal Modernization Program. Clark made the announcement yesterday at the Rural Ontario Municipal Association, ROMA, conference. The goal is for all hard-working Ontarians to be able to find a home that meets their needs and their budget, in part by streamlining housing approval processes within rural municipalities. Provincial ministers, party leaders, and Premier Doug Ford all made appearances at this year's conference, which concludes today. Key topics related to rural housing, community safety and well-being, healthcare, climate change, and access to reliable high-speed internet. The overarching theme was rural opportunities, and ROMA takes pride in promoting, supporting and enhancing strong and effective rural governments, the association explains on their website. Of the 444 municipalities in Ontario, about 270 of them have populations of less than 10,000. Scores more are rural in character, and when the conference began Monday morning at 8:15 with the playing of our national anthem, close to 1,000 participants were listening. On Sunday, the online information booth opened to participants at 12:30, and delegation meetings took place until 5 p.m., including a roundtable discussion on housing that included Doug Ford and Steve Clark. ROMA works closely with the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO, to advocate for policies and programs that will help build thriving rural Ontario communities. The entire conference was held online, and registered members could sign in and attend various workshops, presentations, and networking events. What was on the agenda? Soon after O Canada opened the show, Chief Perry Bellegarde had a fireside chat with TVO host Nam Kiwanuka about how municipalities should collaborate and build better relations with First Nations. The talk, entitled, How Municipalities Can and Should Work with Indigenous Peoples, was the sole panel focused exclusively on First Nations as the conference moved to issues of housing in rural areas and adapting health and social services in a post-pandemic environment. There were panels on transportation, energy, and the importance of improving internet access for rural residents, the foundation of rural Ontario's future, ROMA predicted. As this year's conference is one of the last major gatherings of provincial and municipal leaders before the upcoming provincial election, party leaders were on hand to offer solutions to rural municipalities. Twitter was ablaze with the leaders' tips and promises. Premier Ford looks forward to improving trades programs and implementing plans to solve housing issues in northern communities. We are here to support our rural municipalities who face unique housing challenges. Ford is also exploring the future of hydro in northern Ontario that will benefit Indigenous communities, provide local jobs, and generate clean, affordable, and reliable energy. Ontario's housing crisis affects our biggest cities to our smallest towns. We are here to support our rural municipalities who face unique housing challenges. Thank you to everyone at @ROMA_ONT for all the work you do on behalf of your communities. #ROMA2022 #ruralopportunitiespick.twitter.com/scw72z4vlz, Doug Ford, @FordNation, January 24, 2022. It was great to connect with folks from rural municipalities today, Andrea Horwath wrote yesterday, to discuss the challenges facing their communities. Rural Ontario deserves a government that has their back and invests in them, she observed. Stephen Del Duca, leader of the Provincial Liberal Party, presented as well, as did Mike Schreiner, the Green Party leader. The conference was open to all, although registration was required. ROMA members pay $450 and non-members pay $550, plus GST. Some of the videos from the panels will be posted to ROMA's YouTube channel soon. Currently, the channel has updates from Robin Jones, the association's chair, and highlights from the 2021 conference. Lib. Leader Stephen Del Duca speaks at #ROMA2022. Stephen Del Duca focuses his remarks on healthcare and education, saying Ontario must do more. He would invest in all people by building and delivering exceptional, resilient public education and public healthcare. pic.twitter.com/xgigskadishk, Roma, at Roma underscore ont, January 25, 2022. It was great to connect with folks from rural municipalities today to discuss the challenges facing their communities and how we can tackle them. Rural Ontario deserves a government that has their back and invests in them. Thanks to at Roma underscore ont for all the work you do. Hashtag ROMA2022 pic.twitter.com/XH4ZerKyle, Andrea Horwath, at Andrea Horwath, January 24, 2022. Wrapping up day one of hashtag ROMA2022 today after some great discussions about hashtag housing, stable municipal funding and transit. It was great to be joined by representatives from Bracebridge, Caledon and AMCTO. pic.twitter.com/LTC5X7, Mike Schreiner, at Mike Schreiner, January 25, 2022. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.